Most of the people in this world are born dead, vessels of destruction. The distinctions, vessels of destruction, vessels of mercy prepared afore unto glory, and those called. Until we've studied, until we've done our thoughtful reading of Paul, all of his letters to those studying with him, those notions as designations, assignments, may continue to feel a bit inscrutable. A dark pool in which shadowy figures move that we try in vain to discern. Why vessels of wrath? My son asked. Why so much suffering and misery and death? In the connections, the answers rest. Because of transgressions, Paul said. But love adds to this and says, with Prince, you must choose, or your deliverance can't be wrought. You must choose, or all your works come to naught. And how does this intersect with Alice? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but of everyone. Why vessels of wrath? My son asked. To make his power known, replies Paul, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Is it possible to overstate our debt to and admiration for Paul, acting for Jesus, for truth, and for all of us? Paul continues to amaze me. The depth of his seeing, grasp of psychology and political strategy. Granted, he is an emissary, a spokesperson for Jesus and his thoughts, seated by him, but he was chosen for his phenomenal gifts, and the way he represented, stepped up, is stupendous. He is human and being messed with and has to deal with a heavy load of agents, as we do today. And living at the very beginning of the implementation of this new plan, Covenant for Our Freedom. Prince clearly was needed to realize it, but given that, let us nonetheless express our appreciation. What do vessels of destruction do? The answer had been obvious for millennia before Paul, so it didn't require deep analysis to know that their objective is to consume the globe. It's what they do. They are prepared, fitted, for it. Ovid's story of Erisathon or Erisathon is illustrative. Please re-listen to our discussion of it from our November 6, 2016 show, Time for the Dryads to Dance, and the story itself, which we read on April 2, 2017. Erisathon's story. Ovid describes, though does not explain, the core disease of rulers, which they, in ever-widening circles, passed on to us, the disease of gain, in the absence formed by the silencing of love.